Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth, the third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Houser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Houser reaches second base with a double. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hankins bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Minoso. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Throneberry strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to third. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Norm Bez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hankins is 0-for-0 in the game. Hankins strikes out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Minoso moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrion moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Baz covering, for the out. Carrion scores. Wynn moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Baz drops the ball. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Throneberry hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Seaburn catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carrion scoops up the ball and tags Carey for the out. One out. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Norm Bez. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Boyd out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Archer now pitching. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seavers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Archer. Landis moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hankins moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.